Dartmouth College is putting together a health advisory group to address public concerns about the chemical 1,4-dioxane. It's turned up in several residents' drinking water wells, and it's left over from a former Dartmouth hazardous burial site. But the probable carcinogen has been found all over the country. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has this report on what is known and what's not known about its health effects.
The 1,4-dioxane in the groundwater of the Hanover neighborhood stems from a hazardous waste site for radioactive research. But Dr. Robert McClellan, a Dartmouth-Hitchcock doctor and professor at Geisel Medical School, says 1,4-dioxane can be found in all sorts of household products.
A variety of personal care and household products, some food containers, wrapping, pharmaceuticals, various adhesives, paint strippers, grease, plastics like PVC. So 1,4-dioxane has actually been in our environment in a general way in many of these products that you use.
McClellan says the FDA has made efforts to limit 1,4-dioxane use in the past several years. But federal research shows it's likely that around 12% of households around the country have 1,4-dioxane present in their water. It is identified as a probable carcinogen for humans. In lab tests, it's shown to be a definite carcinogen in animals.
It is a definite animal carcinogen and has caused cancer in liver, kidney, and nose. That's what makes it a probable but not a definite human carcinogen.
With chemicals like 1,4-dioxane, it's almost impossible to assess definitive risk to humans because studies require long-term exposure. But McClellan thinks the risk of getting cancer from the chemical is actually pretty low. According to the EPA, here are the odds.
An exposure at about 0.35 micrograms per liter, drinking 2 liters of water a day, for 70 years, exposed that whole length of time, will have one excess cancer in 1 million people.
There's still much that scientists don't know about the chemical, but Thomas Moore wrote the book, literally, on 1,4-dioxane. It's called Environmental Investigation and Remediation, 1,4-dioxane and Other Solvent Stabilizers. Moore is a hydrologist in California who works with water contaminations and quality. He says because the chemical was used in research, it shows up a lot in water around universities.
A lot of life science laboratories use 1,4-dioxane in various ways, and so some of their waste streams, while volumetrically small, did include 1,4-dioxane. And so unfortunately, a lot of research universities most often also have 1,4-dioxane contamination.
Cornell University, UC Davis, and University of Arizona, to name a few. At Dartmouth, the 1,4-dioxane was used in scintillation fluid, a solvent that helped track radiological movement through lab animals' bodies. 1,4-dioxane is no longer used in that way. Moore says in 2012, the EPA lowered its guidance threshold for water used for drinking in response to animal tests.
For drinking water, the health advisory level is 0.35 parts per billion. That has caused a number of states to change their also advisory action level for 1,4-dioxane.
In New Hampshire, where the Dartmouth contamination is affecting people, the threshold is much higher, 3 parts per billion. But for example, in neighboring Massachusetts, that level was lowered to 0.3 parts per billion. What Moore says that we don't know about 1,4-dioxane is how it might react with other chemicals people are exposed to in our environment.
1,4-dioxane is what's called a tumor promoter. It can help a tumor to grow, but it doesn't necessarily initiate a tumor. So if you have another chemical that initiates tumors, the combination of those two can cause more problems than one chemical by itself. So we don't really understand the interaction of chemicals in our bodies. And so the sort of philosophical and policy question that comes up is, how do we manage the uncertainty and unknown aspect of chemical contamination in drinking water?
Those uncertainties are still being addressed in response to the Dartmouth contamination. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.